It's time now for our business segment with Charles Pellegrin. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Karis.
You're starting with Donald Trump's calling for the U.S. defense budget to increase by 50% next year.
The U.S. president made the announcement on Wednesday on social media. He wants to increase defense spending to $1.5 trillion in 2027, saying he wants to build a, quote, dream military and pointing to the unstable geopolitical landscape as motivation. The spending allocated in this year's budget is at $901 billion and basically was at that level over the $900 billion mark for the previous 4 years, as you can see on that graph. This has led to major U.S. defense stocks like Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Raytheon rising in extended trading in New York after the announcement. But Trump did set conditions on these groups in a separate post, vowing to force these companies to speed up arms deliveries and to build new manufacturing plants by cracking down on payouts to shareholders and executives. He singled out Raytheon for criticism, saying, quote, either Raytheon steps up and starts investing in more upfront investment like plants and equipment, or they will no longer be doing business with the Department of War.
All right, so Trump hoping this move will create more jobs in the U.S., keeping an eye on voter concerns ahead of midterm elections later this year. But he also made another announcement in that regard.
He's now talking about the country's housing crisis, with many Americans saying they cannot afford to own their own homes. Trump says he will move to stop large institutional investor groups like Blackstone from buying single-family homes, asking Congress to codify or present a plan in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis. Wall Street firms have effectively become major landlords in the U.S., buying tens of thousands of homes to rent out. They've been blamed by lawmakers and housing advocates for pushing up the cost of renting and buying.
All right, well, next, the Chinese tech sector is getting a crucial test as a number of startups go public in Hong Kong this week.
Thursday saw three tech firms make their market debuts. Among them is Zhipu AI, which runs the ZD.AI tool. It's China's first major generative AI startup to go public. Shares trading over 13% a few minutes from the close. Relatively modest gains compared to recent chipmaker IPOs. Well, Chinese authorities are fast-tracking the stock listings of AI and chipmaking firms in a bid to bolster the country's domestic tech ecosystem as an alternative to American heavyweights like OpenAI and NVIDIA. Brian Quinn has the details.
A festive debut for a Chinese unicorn. Knowledge Atlas Technology, or Zhipu AI, made its stock market debut in Hong Kong Thursday, testing the waters for a host of upcoming Chinese tech IPOs.
This marks the first time a general-purpose large model enterprise has entered the public market this way. Zhipu is honored to stand at this historic juncture, representing China's AI sector.
The stock offering raised more than half a billion U.S. dollars for Zhipu, which runs the Z.AI chatbot tool. The company is the foremost among China's so-called six tigers of generative AI. Its peer Minimax is set to make its own market debut on Friday. Analysts expect the Chinese market for large language model AIs to top $14 billion by the end of the decade, though they say profits at either Zhipu or Minimax are unlikely anytime soon. Still, Chinese authorities are encouraging the country's leading tech firms to go public, pushing for quick growth in the sector to compete with American rivals like OpenAI and Anthropic, neither of which has yet announced IPO plans. China's tech scene faces significant hurdles in that competition, including intermittent export bans on top American AI microchips and less access to venture capital and raw computing power. It has proven itself able to jump those hurdles, notably with the rollout last year of DeepSeek, an AI chatbot able to rival Silicon Valley's offerings at a fraction of the computing power and cost. But the path to profitability is no clearer for Chinese AI firms than it is for their American rivals.
And Charles, let's finish with a look at the markets.
So we're seeing shares mostly lower in East Asia. The Nikkei index in Tokyo in the red, with the tech conglomerate there, SoftBank, among the biggest decliners. You can see the Nikkei down over 1.5% lower at the close. And in Europe, markets also opening lower or flat as concerns keep lingering over Donald Trump's threats to annex Greenland and wider global geopolitical risks. So you can see the FTSE in London down 0.4%.
All right, Charles Pellegrin, thank you very much for that business update.